KMBA News, I'm Tripp Krause. Since the breakdown of the Alaska Marine Highway System, schools have had to look for alternative transportation to get their students to and from sports competitions and other activities. Haines and Skagway Schools partnered to hire Allen Marine to bring students home from Juneau by boat. As Henry Lucia from KHNS reports, other people trying to get between Juneau, Haines, and Skagway were able to take advantage of the trip as well.
Haines Glacier Bears basketball teams were scheduled to play a series of games against other schools in southeast Alaska. After the ferry shutdown, the Haines school had planned to fly the students, but a reality TV film crew working for A&E's Ghost Hunters had chartered a boat from Haines to Juneau. They let the teams catch a ride with them. Amanda Painter is an assistant coach for the girls' basketball team in Haines. She says it wasn't smooth sailing.
We took this boat on Saturday and then had to turn around kind of near Seduction Point with the Ghost Hunter crew. And the next day we stayed on this dock for 2 hours.
Eventually the winds died down enough to get to Juneau. From there, the basketball teams made their way to Metlakatla and Craig to play a total of 4 games. Painter says with all of the different types of transportation required to get between communities, they were traveling nonstop.
It was constant movement. One day we took 3 buses, 2 boats, 2 flights, and 1 shuttle.
On the last leg of their journey from Juneau to Haines, flights were canceled for 3 days because of inclement weather. And the Haines basketball teams weren't the only ones trying to get home. Drama, debate, and forensics teams from Haines and Skagway had been competing at the state championships in Juneau. Other residents from Haines and Skagway were grounded in Juneau as well. Haines School Superintendent Roy Getchell says that both the Haines and Skagway schools decided to pay for a private marine charter.
Because there was a critical need to get our students home, to get students from Skagway home, and to do our best as a community to respond to something that nobody has planned for, and that's no ferry service for the Upper Lynn Canal for 7 weeks or more.
3 weeks ago, Alaska's Department of Transportation paid Allen Marine to shuttle stranded travelers between Haines, Skagway, and Juneau. Since then, the state has not paid for any more trips. The Hainesboro Assembly discussed funding private charters at a meeting last week, but instead decided to request that the state fund alternative transportation while the ferry system is offline. Getchell says it was only possible for the Haines and Skagway schools to book a private charter for their students because they could charge other passengers for the remaining seats on the boat. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
For KMBA News, I'm Tripp Krause.